It's time for another fun fact. And this week, Jeremy, we are not talking about Tower of Terror.
No, we did plenty of that on Monday.
Yeah. That's not Tower of Terror anymore, but you keep thinking it's Tower of Terror if that is what helps you sleep at night. But no, we are actually still talking about attractions Jeremy likes.
Yay.
So we are going to do a little fun fact on Splash Mountain.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I feel like you're generally a fan of that attraction, right?
I am 100% a fan of that attraction.
So as a fan of that attraction, do you know why it's called Splash Mountain?
Feel like I should. Is it because you get wet on it?
So it at the end, yes, but where did the but the more important question is, where did the name originate?
So, yeah, I don't know, because the theming of that attraction is the Disney movie that shall not be referred to, Song of the South. But they obviously could call it Song of the South.
But
Mountain.
What if they were to call it Zippity-Doo-Dah River Run?
That would make more sense.
Okay, so that would make more sense, yeah, because...
But that way, you know, as a reference to Song of the South, that would make sense, and as a reference to the song that they sing at the end.
Yeah, so maybe you could see why when Imagineering was working on this attraction, they came up with, among other ideas, and this one seems to be the one that had the most traction, as most people will report, Zippity-Doo-Dah River Run, right? I mean,
That makes sense.
We're gonna play that song. We've got that, you know, going through. It's a song from Song of the South, which is what we're gonna be kind of hitting on in this attraction. Great. So Michael Eisner apparently is rolling through the Imagineering area, looking at the attractions they have available. You know, the ideas they're coming up with, and he's looking at this one. But Michael Eisner, I don't know, doesn't seem to be the biggest Song of the South fan. But do you know what Michael Eisner is a fan of?
Splashing. Pools. Water. Drops.
So have you ever
Mountains.
Heard of this? So have you ever heard of this film starring Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks?
No. Dude, I just watched Splash for the very first time in my entire life last week. That movie is the worst. Don't tell me Splash Mountain is named after Splash.
So when I read this, I thought this has got to be somebody is pulling my leg. Somebody is just, there's no way. But I checked and I checked and I checked and I found reputable source after reputable source. Now, I did not find audio of this conversation taking place. But most reports will
tell
you.
There were no Watergate-style recordings of Michael Eisner saying that.
No, but just about every report says that not only was Eisner interested in calling, in naming this and basing this attraction on Splash, but that he even wanted to have a mermaid in the attraction.
Oh,
now, they were going to theme this mountain to the film Splash, I don't know. But clearly, the Splash the film was not what came out of this. But somehow that part of the name stuck, and thus we are left with Splash Mountain.
The name is fine. I think the name works. Whether or not it was named after Splash, whatever. But the name works because
I don't think there's any problem with the name.
You have Space Mountain and Big Thunder Mountain and Splash Mountain. I mean, and the Matterhorn in Disneyland. You know, you have all these mountains that are kind of the weenies of the different lands. And so Splash Mountain works great. I'm really happy that the theming did not follow the movie Splash, because that would be boring. And also, having Eugene Levy as an audio animatronic on a Disney attraction would be real weird.
Yeah, I'm still not sure how the whole how Eisner was planning on that whole thing to work, but yes. So next time you're riding Splash Mountain, you can tell people this came from Splash, and then you can all go watch Splash, and you can be so excited that you had the opportunity to go and see Splash.
Have you seen that movie lately?
I have not seen it lately. I'll admit to that.
Let me just remind you of the ending that they let Daryl
Hannah. Wait, 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 wait. Spoiler alert, folks. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Spoiler alert. Skip to the end if you don't want to hear how Splash ends, because Jeremy's about to ruin it. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Daryl Hannah gets away, the mermaid. She gets away, and she's swimming, and Tom Hanks says, goodbye, I love you. And then as the police are coming to arrest him, he decides, nope, I'm going to go with Daryl Hannah, but he can't swim. And so he's like thrashing around in the water, to like trying to doggy paddle over to her. She swims back, and she's a mermaid, so she has no trouble swimming. She kisses him one time, and magically he not only can swim, but can also breathe underwater. And so then they're swimming together, credits roll, the movie's over.
So you just explained what would happen as you went down the hill at the very end. The mermaid animatronic would jump out, kiss the boat, and boom, everything is okay. See? It all makes sense. It all works together. Eisner was a genius.
I guess so. You've convinced me.
Okay, see? Now you're looking forward to the Splash Mountain rethink.
Bless you, Michael Eisner.
So that I think, does it for this week's fun fact. If you guys have interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share with us, you can find us on Twitter at MTM Podcast, or on Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast. Or you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.